Today is the second part of a two-part episode, The Pioneering Spirit of Max and Nan Zischenk. Max and Nan Zischenk were a couple from Southern California who moved to Mammoth Lakes in the mid-1930s to make their way in life along the majestic slopes of the Sierra Nevada mountains. By 1941, Max and Nan were doing fairly well with their Long Valley resort, catering to the fishermen in the summer and the increasing number of winter recreationists during the snow time of year. But in December 1941, Pearl Harbor was bombed and the two made an immediate decision to close the resort. Max joined the Army's Construction Battalion 86th Division and was shipped to Adak Island in Alaska. Nan got work as a security officer at Manzanar Internment Camp, where one of her primary duties was to transport Japanese internees who were able to get permission to relocate to areas inland. Nan drove them in a 13-passenger bus to the railroad station in Reno, where they would catch a train away from internment at Manzanar. Nan made three trips a week the year-round, logging nearly 170,000 miles. Nan was remembered by many at Manzanar as a companion, a guide, advisor, and a diplomat. During the war, Nan was able to make occasional trips back to Mono County snow country, where she continued to develop into a world-class skier. With the war winding down, Max and Nan reopened their Long Valley resort in the spring of 1945. The Zischenks settled into many years of offering exceptional hospitality at their beloved Long Valley resort. But all that was about to change. During the infamous winter of 1969, snow had been falling nonstop for several days. A mountain of snow broke loose from the slopes above Zischenk's resort. When it hit the building, the snow sped straight through the door. Max was carried, still sitting in his chair, across the room and then buried in a debris of snow and glass. Nan was working in the kitchen several rooms away and escaped the avalanche. She had to crawl along the 3-foot space between the mound of snow and the ceiling of their living room to get to Max. Cut and bruised, but Max and Nan otherwise safely escaped, but their Long Valley resort came to an end. Max and Nan stayed on in their beloved Eastern Sierra and continued as active members of their community for many years. Nan and Max Zischenk have now skied on to their eternal Black Diamond run of life, but the wonderful tales of these two giants of the Eastern Sierra will live on in our memories forever, here along El Camino Sierra.